B-Pod Studios.
Lately, I've been feeling so cool. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Amtrak. Bedtime stories aren't the same through a screen. Nothing really beats those in-person connecting and goodnight hugs. When you're ready, Amtrak will help you get there and travel safely to see the ones you love. Hugs, just an Amtrak away. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
If you're like me and have 30,000 unread email messages, it's time to do some spring cleaning. Mm. Digital spring cleaning, and I'm going to tell you what to do. This is a good idea.
Okay, that's coming up. Brian, what do you got?
Well, you know, yesterday we were talking about ashes. Mm. I've got an amazing story of what one guy did with his father's ashes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And today is National Picnic Day. We celebrate an antiquated ritual that maybe we need to bring back. Okay.
Well, all right.
I argue for the picnic.
No.
All right. What do you
got? All right. So digital spring cleaning. You know, you spring clean your house, but you actually should spring clean your, you know, phone and not physically, like, wash it. We're talking, like, these are the things you should do. You should clean your browser. It stores lots of information, so it's good to go through it every once in a while and delete cookies and make sure everything's up to date. Clean out your phone's call log, search history, text messages. Clutter slows down your device. Your apps. You should scan your phone or tablet's app list a couple of times a year and delete anything you're not using because it sucks the battery life out of it. Old accounts you don't use. You should just go in and actually delete each one. Less risk of a company's data ever getting breached and then affecting you.
You mean photos? BobBronson.netscape?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have that?
Somewhere, probably.
Your photos. Spend some time organizing them and deleting any duplicates. There's a program called Remo Duplicate Photos Remover that can help you. Mm. So, anyway, just something to keep in mind.
You know what
this
you
weekend.
Can't do? I wish somebody could tell me this hack. If somebody smart knows. You go into your mail account.
Yeah.
And you can't delete your trash. You can trash your email, but then there's a big folder of trash you cannot delete.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to go right into my...
You don't need smart people. We can tell you.
Yeah. Here's your my trash.
All right. Go ahead. You do that while Brian's doing this. I don't think you can.
All right,
maybe you can't.
So yesterday we were talking about ashes, and this guy from Illinois, John Hinkle, he's 39. He's a two-time NCAA bowling champion.
Well.
And he got the bowling bug from his dad, who passed away a few years ago. So John had his dad's ashes. Now, have you seen the guys who bowl two-handed?
No,
he's a two-handed bowler.
Lucy bowls two-handed.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, there's a way you can fling it two-handed. So he doesn't need the thumb hole on the bowling ball.
I thought he meant two balls.
No.
All right.
Anyway, he had the thumb hole.
But he's a one-ball bowler.
He's a two-handed.
Okay.
You know, bowling technique.
Okay.
So he doesn't need the thumb hole on the bowling ball.
Okay.
So he had a custom bowling ball made, and the thumb hole was filled with his father's ashes.
Wow.
His father was a bowler as well, but his father had never bowled a
perfect
game.
So he wasn't sticking his thumb in the thumb hole.
No.
Correct.
Because that's where dad was.
Correct.
Right.
Got it.
His dad had bowled a 298.
Yep.
His dad had bowled a 299.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this past weekend, John Hinkle bowled a 300 with his dad in the bowling ball.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
It was a very special moment for everyone. He teared up during the 11th
and 12th
frame. Perfect game. 300. Boom.
Jeez.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Sweet.
Yeah. He said his dad was there.
Isn't that amazing?
Pretty cool.
Dad would have been proud.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Or jealous.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't do it without me.
Yeah.
National Picnic Day. Are you still trying to delete? You can't delete your trash.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, you can't. If anybody knows, do call. Full story here. It is National Picnic Day. According to a new survey, 94% of Americans say they like picnics. 5%, including LBF, say they don't like them.
It's not that I don't like them.
1% hates them.
Okay, well, that's strong.
Okay, here's the thing. People, the most popular place to have picnics are the park, by a lake, on a hill, or at the beach. Okay?
Yeah.
Favorite picnic foods are sandwiches, still fried chicken, a throwback, watermelon, potato salad, chips and dip, deviled eggs, pasta salad, pie, and even baked beans. Go figure. Cold baked beans.
Listen, picnicking is a young person's game. Mm. You sit on the ground on a blanket with no lumbar support for more than 10 minutes. You can't move for a week. Mm. All right? I'm just saying. Picnic at your own peril.
I'm just saying.
Picnic table.
If you go with somebody you like.
Were you lying down?
Yes.
Oh, Bob, you're
you
such
can lie
a
down.
Feed me some breaks.
No, I'm not. For lumbar support.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, my lumbar.
Keep your lumbar away from me.
Oh, my God. You want to lay down? My lumbago is Bob. Okay. Yeah, maybe it is a young person.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Good for anyway. Off the ground.
Yeah. I like a picnic table. You're right. Even that gets a little hard after a while. Okay, enjoy your picnic. Blew that thing. It's 24. Do what you will. It's going to be 60 today. Not a bad picnic day. 105 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday. 628, and it's going to be 60 today. Nice 47 tonight, tomorrow. Sunny and 71. You talk about under pressure. Did you hear about this guy in Wyoming? Evan Matthews.
Yeah.
He wrote on a YouTube post that he was taking a casual run in the park. LBF, it's a nightmare for you.
Yeah, just the casual run park.
Yeah, okay. He was in a Wyoming park, was about a half a mile from his car, when he noticed a bear was following him. He captured a video showing the bear following him as he walked on the trail.
Why does he videotape it?
He said he decided to walk instead of run to keep the bear from confusing him for prey. And he started talking to the bear. "I don't care if you're hungry. I'm not your food," he told the bear. In the footage, he said he wanted to make it clear to the bear that he wasn't one of his predator's usual targets.
What? Okay.
And guess what?
And the bear's like, thanks
the bear
for
down.
Clarifying.
He did.
Well, I guess I'm not that hungry.
He talked the bear down.
What did the bear do?
The bear just, he said, "I kept talking to it to show that I was a human and not be mistaken for another animal." He said the bear followed him for several minutes before wandering away, finally.
My God, he probably couldn't stand the sound of his voice after a while.
That's what it was.
This mansplaining to me. It was probably a female bear. Stop talking, sir.
So if you're ever followed by a black bear, your best defense is to just talk the bear down.
Mansplain.
Talking to him. Mansplain to the bear.
I'm not your food.
I'm not one of your meals.
Yeah, right.
No.
Hey, I've been wondering about what you guys do in the woods.
Well, we're at it. Yeah.
Again, what's the moral of that story?
Don't run.
Yes. Thank you.
Walk, don't run. Okay. Talk a bear down. Okay.
Okay.
In case you're going to the park this weekend, that's what you got, some defense. Okay, it's 6:30 LBF. Dirty Laundry, what do you got?
Hey, what stars are going to be participating in the new show, Celebrity Dating Game? This could be fun. Mm-hmm. Is it Brad Pitt? No, but it's somebody.
It is not. Dirty Laundry in 12 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.